Hello.
Hate the Patriots, TJ?
Do I hate the Patriots? No, I don't. I dislike the Patriots. Hate's a strong word.
How does Edelman change their offense?
You know, he's the starter, and he's the chemistry, that veteran presence, that security blanket for Brady. You know, he's a very, very, very vital part of the offense.
What about the Patriots you dislike the most?
That we play them this Sunday, and they're in our way of a Super Bowl. That's the worst part about them.
Is that what drives you the most right now, one win away?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we got one goal in front of us, and that's to be Patriots on Sunday and, you know, get to that Super Bowl and win that. So we look at it as two more victories.
As great as this defense has been, a lot of the other guys on D have talked about, we got to do it in the playoffs to be known as one of the all-time best. Is that kind of the way you feel as well?
Definitely. You have to do it in on the biggest stages in the most important games. That's how you get remembered. You know, that's how, you know, players become legends and Hall of Famers. So it's definitely, you know, pivotal for us to play well this week.
With that Pittsburgh game, you guys shut them down for the most part, but you had like five big plays. Is that kind of what you got to fix this week?
Yeah, we take away those big plays, and, you know, for the most part, we held them, you know, to little to none. So we got to stop letting those big plays, you know, harm us. And, you know, I'm sure we'll do that this week.
There's a lot of good slot guys in the league, but what makes Edelman so unique in how he can break apart defense?
I think it's the offense that they run specifically and his quarterback. You know, Brady's so smart back there. He reads zone so well. And, you know, Edelman and Amendola seem to find the holes in the coverages. And if you're in man, then they pivot away from your leverage. So, you know, it's definitely something between Brady and his slot receivers.
TJ, would the word hungry be a good way to describe this defense? I mean, you didn't have this opportunity when you were in Cleveland. DeMarcus hasn't had a lot of playoff success. It seems like hungry would be a good word.
Yeah, you know, we're starving. You know, we're starving. You know, we need that chip. That's the only thing. It's not even just about the defense. You know, it's about this whole team and where we've come from to where we want to be. And, you know, I hate when to break it down offensively, defensively, but, you know, as a whole, you know, we're starving.
Does this team feel like they're disrespected a little bit? It seems like everyone's picking the Patriots, yet you guys are the top seed in the AFC. CJ was just talking about how, you know, he feels like you guys are being disrespected a little.
You know, I try not to listen to all the noise. You know, you hear some of it, but it is what it is. We got to go out there and prove it. You know, we're not world champs. We haven't been world champs, so, you know, we're going against the defending world champs, so it's only right.
What's tough about attacking an offense that doesn't seem to mind when it becomes one-dimensional?
One-dimensional in which way? Passing?
Yes,
passing. Oh, you know, we're going to do the same thing. You know, we're not going to change it for them. We're going to try to make them change it for us. So, it doesn't matter. You know, you want to try to run the ball, which teams are very unsuccessful in doing that. So, we pretty much make you throw the ball.
TJ, would you say you prefer the role of disruptor versus cover as a strong safety? And how much more disruptive type role are you doing this year compared to last year?
Compared to last year, I'm completely used differently, completely in almost every way. But it doesn't matter where I am, covering, freelancing, blitzing. I'm comfortable in every role, so it doesn't matter where coach puts me.
How important is it to, with this offense is so based on timing and getting rid of the ball quickly, is it to get your hands on those guys and disrupt those routes?
Definitely. You want to disrupt the timing, and you want to make Brady hold the ball. And so we're going to need tight coverage, and even if they catch the ball, we need great tackling.
What's the most important element in trying to slow down Gronkowski?
Stopping him from catching the ball, whatever way you want to do it. I'm not going to give you a game plan, but we plan on stopping him from catching the ball.
Harris said you have to tackle him low. Is that really the only way to try and bring him down?
Not at all. You know, I don't prejudge on how I'm tackling anyone. So, I mean, the noise about only having to go low on Grunt, that's not the case. Whatever way he comes is the way he's going to get tackled. If that's low, that's low. If it's high, it's high. You know, just be ready.
You've been in that moment with Grunt. It was like 3 years ago, you were Cleveland, New England.
you were like, yo, he's a big dude. I had to tackle him low or whatever. Like, I mean, this is a new territory for you having to deal with.
I mean, it's situational football. If the situation presents itself where I have to make a certain tackle, then that's the tackle I'm going to make. If it doesn't, then I'm going to make whatever tackle presents itself. You know, it's a fast game. You out there, you make split-second decisions, and you're not running up someone talking about, I'm going to chop him, I'm going to hit him this way, I'm going to hit him this way, man. You get to the ball carrier, and you bring him down whichever way you can.
Okay. Thank you, TJ.